Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We're joined in studio here by C. Clyde Jones and Beth Klug. Beth is the executive director of Shepherd's Crossing, and C. Clyde is the development officer for Shepherd's Crossing. We appreciate you guys coming out here today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's nice to be in a warm spot on a cold day like this.
Isn't that right? Yes. Well, C. Clyde, I've heard a lot about you here from Dave, and it's great to finally get a chance to meet you here. So thanks for coming out.
Well, Manhattan Broadcasting Company has been awfully good to us for many, many years. And in fact, when Kathy Dawes left the job, I actually considered applying for it. I'd been here enough times.
You probably would have got it easily. Well, tell me a little bit more about Shepherd's Crossing and its role here in the community.
Well, I might start with a little background for it. And first of all, I'm so pleased to have Beth here this morning. She joined us, about a year ago as our financial office manager, and was on board when Beverly Olson, our former director, left us in November. And we were just so fortunate to have Beth step in and become the executive director. And she's doing a great job for us, working too hard. I need to slow her down a little bit.
Privilege to get to work for Shepherd's Crossing.
We opened our doors April 5th, 2001. First United Methodist Church hosted us at that time. In fact, they still do in another building. But the origin of the Shepherd's Crossing idea came from a group of Manhattan ministers, five of them, in fact, who were observing that people were going church to church asking for a handout to help with rent or utilities, and a church would give them $25, and then they'd go to the next church and get 25 more, and no one knew really who was helping whom. And those five ministers got the bright idea of saying, well, why don't we centralize this operation? And they started us in 2000 as an organization, and when we had $5,000 accumulated from churches, we opened our doors in April of 2001. And I've been a counselor and a grant writer and a fundraiser starting in September 2001. So I've been with the organization almost from its beginning.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we right now are enjoying, I think, our best funding year of all time, and I thought it might be helpful just to mention how we're funded. We have grants from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, the Kansa United Way, the Memorial Hospital Association has been funding us for quite some time now. They have a foundation generated when Via Christi purchased the hospital. And as a result of that, I should also add, we have grant from the City of Manhattan. We've been funded by $40,000, $50,000 from the city since 2008. And then the rest of our money comes from churches, businesses, individuals. And the reason we're here in February is that this is Sharing with the Shepherd Month. It's our biggest fundraising month of the year.
Okay. So what, because of that, what are some initiatives you're doing here this month?
I'll just give you an idea of what we do. We offer emergency assistance for rent, utilities, and prescriptions. Our clients generally do fall within the poverty range. The client comes in and meets with a counselor. They provide a few documents, an ID, proof of income, and proof of residency. And a counselor will sit down and talk to them about financial budgeting, and they'll sit down and talk to them about their income and expenses and how they can best make ends meet with the funds that they have coming in each month. But we help them when they have a need with rent or utilities to keep the lights on, or if they have just an emergency situation. We also try to direct them to other agencies and other areas that they can really benefit to help them meet their budget and make ends meet each month. We're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're open from 10 to 2 on Tuesdays and from 2 to 5:30 on Thursdays. And we can be contacted for individual appointments if those times are not possible for them to come in by calling us at 785-776-1470. And we'd be happy to talk to them about what we can do.
All right. Yeah, it was such an important service here in our community, and because you are helping some of the most vulnerable individuals who are struggling.
That's exactly right. We have some amazing clients, and we also have amazing volunteers that are willing to really sit down and help them and assess their needs and direct them to what they need, whether it be raising Riley or applying for food stamps or whatever else. It's not just a one stop. We're willing to really direct them to all the other agencies and resources in the community, because we really do have a great community that rallies around these folks to help them get their feet on the ground and really have a better life.
I want to tag on to what Beth has just said about our counseling side. We're trying to change people's lives by helping them learn to manage their money better. And one of the real exciting things for us is we have some students from K-State who are majoring in a curriculum called personal financial planning. And those students are great to sit down with the client and really go over with them how they can do a better job of managing their money.
That's so important, because I'm surprised that's not taught in like elementary, middle, high school, because it's something, if it was, I think we'd have a lot less of this.
Yeah, I mean. Right. Shepherd's Crossing is really trying to help the folks not be just a hand out, but a hand up, to really help them improve their lives in a way that maybe they hadn't thought they could.
All right. Do we have a phone call, Nick? Nope. Oh, I thought we did. Okay. Let's take a quick time out here. We'll talk more with Shepherd's Crossing in a moment. We got to get a quick commercial break in. Do that after this on News Radio KMAN.